Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Looking forward to a journey through a subject today that I believe should be intriguing, challenging, illuminating, and that which I believe the Word of God will have us to understand as we live. We're talking about rotting from within, rotting from within. Perhaps you've heard me say before, and I've used this illustration in the classroom and teaching in our college and university down through the years dealing with different issues. But you can take, I don't know about you, I like the Washington State red apples, beautiful apple, mellow apple. You can take a Washington State red apple that's got a little rotting spot on one side, just a little spot. You can put that in a bushel of Washington State red apples, tuck it down in the middle, put it over in a closet for about 30 days. If you let that rotting apple stay in there, it will rot the entire bushel. We're finding over the past decades a further decay, a greater rot, a greater rotting of society, morally, ethically, biblically, and spiritually. That's taking place today. And as we see this and as we discuss it today, and I'm focusing on the Disney dilemma, the woke Mickey Mouse, if you will, that's taking place. And it's happening today in the state of Florida, where an organization, an institution, has grown so large, and basically they have their own charter, their own water and sewage works, their own police department, their own leadership, et cetera, et cetera, for an entire part of the state of Florida. They've grown to the point now that they think that they can simply demand our governor bow to them, bend to them, and simply be obedient to what they say. And they have gone totally woke with a cancel culture wokeness. And as a result, they are rotting our society. So the question is, how long will we let the rot take place? How deep will we allow the rot to go? How broad has the rot already permeated? How should we then live? What should we do? That's the discussion we're going to have today with Pastor Davis and myself. Pastor Davis is here, and we're thankful to have him here. We're going to talk about these things today, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, for inviting me to be here again on today. It's always a pleasure. Amen. I want to say good morning to all my family and friends that are listening on today. Good morning, amen, to my bride of 36 years. Amen. Celebrated a birthday on yesterday.
Amen. Happy birthday,
amen.
Brian.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much. I love you. Amen. For sticking by my side. And I thank you so much for being the mother of my children. Amen. And thank you so much again, Dr. Youngblood, for the opportunity just to be able to minister to the body of Christ, because we are facing some very relevant issues on today.
Absolutely. We need to face them, ladies and gentlemen, from a central biblicist worldview. You've heard me use that term in case you're not understanding. A central biblicist worldview means that everything that happens in society, we look at it through the prism of what does the Word of God say? How does the Word of God respond to it? And therefore, the question that I ask so often, quoting Ezekiel in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? And so as we face the issue of the rot that has come to the surface, that Disney wanting to recruit our sons and our daughters for the sodomite lifestyle. That's literally what they do. They have become a recruiting agency for the sodomite lifestyle, to recruit your sons, your daughters, our grandkids into the sodomite lifestyle.
Amen.
And as we discuss this, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. But yet truth is not sought for. Listen, in this scenario, we're dealing with the Disney rot and the woke Mickey, as I'm calling it. As we deal with that, multitudes today do not want to hear the truth. In fact, multitudes, if you talk about the truth and you expose the rot, then somehow, some way, you become the enemy rather than the truth bearer as the watchman on the wall that's warning of the danger ahead. It goes back to George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be very, very relevant and real today. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, and ladies and gentlemen, let me quote what he said. The 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, said this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, love the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge us to do that each and every day on this broadcast. So when we look at and think about this rotting from within, and I'm using that as a title of the issue today, based on what we see happening, not just with Disney, but on a national level in relationship to the morals and ethics and the values being undermined and destroyed in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries a full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment also. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is hiring all positions. They're hiring those for the house and grounds maintenance, for the mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representative, and much, much more. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly environment at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing you and your family to worship God in the house of God as God ordained it to be so. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Drop by Tools for Time. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does with that. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the American culture, I believe, is rotting today. And now we're going to get to the Disney issue in just a moment. But let me just read to you, and I touched on it, I believe, a portion of this on the broadcast recently. But here's an article that says, they're asking you to an orgy. Congressman, this is a U.S. House of Representative member, brand new greenhorn representative, 26 years old, out of the state of North Carolina. And this is what he says about Washington and the viper pit, as he calls it, the wretched, rotten condition that's in the heart of the Beltway in Washington. If that is in the Beltway in Washington, how can we expect any different from Disney and from other organizations? This is what this writer says. March 29th, a newcomer of Congress, North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn, is charging that Washington, D.C. actually is worse than the swamp that President Donald Trump remarked, as he calls it a sexually perverse pit of vipers, end quote. Now, keep in mind, this is an elected conservative young man, 26 years old. His name is Madison Cawthorn, C-A-W-T-H-O-R-N. He goes further and says, Cawthorn said in a New Warrior Poets Society podcast on YouTube, America's capital city is an orgy-filled, cocaine-flooded viper pit. End quote. He said the sexual perversion that goes on in Washington, being kind of a young guy, he said, in Washington, where the average age is 60 to 70 years of age, he said, you look at all these people, a lot of them that I've looked up to throughout my life, he said, I've always paid attention to politics, Cawthorn said. Further, he states, then, this is a quote, then all of a sudden you get invited. You're going to have a sexual get-together at our home, and we want you to come. He says, what did you just say to me to come to? And then you realize they're inviting you to come to an orgy, he said. Then he said, they're the drugs, quote, and then you watch them do a bump of cocaine right in front of you. And it's like, this is wild, Cawthorn said. The 26-year-old compared the real Washington, D.C. to the cable program House of Cards, which features a corrupt representative in D.C. played by Kevin Spacey. Quote, the only thing that's not accurate in that show is that you could never get a piece of legislation about education passed so quickly. Further, Cawthorn says, the espionage aspect of Washington, where so many people trade in secrets, and there's a currency for those secrets, he said. He said here, he charged, the journalist will keep nasty stories about you and about other people on a shelf. Then if you're about to speak out against something that they don't want you to talk about, they'll come out and say, we're about to drop this story of when you were 17 years old, you did X, Y, Z, and you don't want us to drop that story now, do you? Ladies and gentlemen, that's blackmail. And blackmail is bad enough. But in the midst, and this man would have no reason to lie, he's talking about the wretched rottenness at the very core, at the very centrality of our system of government coming out of Washington, D.C., of having sexual orgies in the homes of the representatives and having pot and drugs and cocaine snorting, et cetera, et cetera. If that's not rotten, nothing is. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not hearing this from the pulpits. We're not hearing this from the Christians. We're not hearing the challenge going out across the nation that we need to remove some of these, let's see, what can you call them? Some of these phonies from the House and the Senate in Washington, D.C. If we allow that, we can expect nothing more and nothing less than what we're seeing coming out of the woke, cancel culture, sodomite agenda, LGBTQ pushing, Disney in Disneyland in Orlando, Florida.
My.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Our American culture is rotting. The rot started in the 60s. Perhaps some of you are old enough to remember that. Started in the 60s when the Bible and prayer were banned in our public school classrooms. Today, ladies and gentlemen, in our public schools, let me just, Pastor, I want to give a little litany of what you can't do in the public schools today in America. You can't have a Bible. I remember just a few years back right here in the state of Florida, a teacher was chided, challenged, condemned, threatened to lose his job. He was a fifth grade school teacher because he had a Bible, closed Bible, on the top of his desk. And they chided him, challenged him, said it must be in a desk drawer. Finally, there was a court case because he refused to do so. There was a court case. And the judge in that case ruled that that Bible must be kept in a desk drawer because if it were left inadvertently open and a student were to read it, it could give irreparable harm and damage psychologically to that child.
My goodness.
Therefore, that Bible has to be in a desk drawer. It cannot be open. It cannot be out to be seen because it could be irreparable damage to a child that might step up and read that Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, back when, and I'm less than 100 years old, back when I was in school, you'd start the classroom off early that morning. You'd have prayer. You'd have Bible reading. The students were allowed to do scripture memory verses and quote them before the classroom. Then you would have the pledge to the flag, and then you'd have your first academic class. That started classroom activity on the basis of the Word of God. That's no longer allowed. So, today, ladies and gentlemen, students are not allowed to pray in the classroom. Scripture verses are not allowed to be called or to be read or to be posted on the wall in a classroom. Students can't talk about Jesus in a public classroom. Even recently, a second grade, listen carefully, a second grade little girl was suspended from school because she would take gospel tracts to school with her, pass them out on the playground, not interrupting class, not interrupting the academic process, but on the playground, she would hand them to others and invite them to read the tract and come to know Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in our school system today. Today, the Gideons, listen, my bride mentioned this to me this morning or last evening. We're talking about the condition in America. and the condition in our schools and what's happening with the woke wretchedness and the rottenness coming out of Disney today. She mentioned the fact that the Gideons, and I am reminding you today, the Gideon International, the Gideons will buy at their expense, at their cost, travel at their expense, and pass out New Testaments and Bibles across the nation. Today, Gideons are not allowed in the preponderance, the greatest number of public schools, the Gideons are not allowed in. Recently, just a few years back, a couple of years ago, in fact, the Gideons were chided and challenged and were taken to court because they were standing on the sidewalk in front of a public school. Now, keep in mind, sidewalks are public forums, public venues, and you can stand on those sidewalks. But they were chided and challenged and threatened if they even stood on the sidewalks in front of the public school. The school system didn't win the case, but nevertheless, it put the Gideons in a position. They can't come into classrooms anymore. They can't stand in the hallways anymore. They can't be on the school ground because supposedly the separation of church and state, and therefore you can't have God's word interfering with the world and with what Satan and the demons are wanting to do in destroying the life, the morals, the ethics, and the values of our kids in the public school system.
My goodness.
Pastor, where are we going as a nation if we're going to ban God from everything?
Right now, Dr. Youngblood, it's sad to say, but it looks like we're headed down the pipe.
Yep.
Basically,
what you call the sewer drain.
Yes, sir. Basically, because to turn our backs on God when he has already warned us many times in the scripture to love not the world.
That's right.
Neither the things that are in the world, 1 John 2.
That's right.
This is what he told us. And when we go back to the very first beginning, when he brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, he commanded Moses to teach the children the commandments of God, just to put it in short.
Right.
If we don't focus our attention on the commandments of God, and we have to know and understand, his commandments are not grievous.
Right. Scripture says that.
We have so much more freedom. We have more freedom in the Word of God than what we really realize that we have.
That's right.
But so many today, Dr. Youngblood, base their freedom on what they want to do in life, how they see life, how they want to measure it out to be lived. And this is the reason why we're running into so many different problems, because when we come down to especially religious freedom, it's supposed to protect people's rights to live and speak according to their beliefs, and both peacefully and publicly.
Yes.
Now, I had to go down into this to really see where we stand today as far as religious freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
They are being violated openly in front of our faces, but then yet in a secretive way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because every time we look around, there's something that we can't do. We can't do this and we can't do that. And it's mostly aimed at Christians.
Yes.
In a secret way.
Yes.
Yet, when they get ready to do what they want to do, and I'm telling you, it irks me every year.
Absolutely.
When October comes in.
Yes.
And they want to celebrate wickedness.
Mm-hmm. The Sodomite month.
They want to celebrate Halloween and all the things concerned with that. And we know that that's evil. Witchcraft, people walking around dressed like witches and all these different other kind of things like that that's associated with that particular holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, there's not been one time that I can remember that a Christian came forth and spoke out against them and walked around with signs and protested against them celebrating Halloween. As bad as that irks us,
yes,
we disagree with it, and we don't teach it in our homes and in our schools.
Absolutely, we shouldn't.
But we have never went out and protest against that, but yet and still, if they see you with a Bible, they're ready to drag you off and lock you up in prison.
Yes. In fact, I read a story, an illustration that I think is fitting, where, and I've forgotten the state that he was in, there was a group of people who wanted to plant a church, a new church, a planting of a church in an inner city location. And they were fought tooth and nail by the city council and by the city fathers because in the area that they wanted to put the church, they also had bars and lounges and nightclubs and strip joints, etc. And they call it the fun district of the city. And they didn't want a church to mar the fun district. In other words, what they did not want anybody to see a church sign or a gospel message that would cause them to understand what they're doing is wickedness and sin, and as a result of that, they tried to bar it. But fortunately, the courts allowed and said you cannot bar them in the area they want to go in if they've got the land to build the church on.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
We
Amen.
Need to stand up as Christians is the bottom line with what we see taking place. But we can't do all of those things we talked about a moment ago in our schools. But ladies and gentlemen, our public schools allow the teaching of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Our children are taught the race hate through the critical race theory. Our kids are taught in public schools today the what's called sex education, but it's peddling of raw pornography in the classroom. In our public schools today, the kids are taught sodomite lifestyle is good, that murder by way of abortion is okay, and that there's over 65, and I've lost count, Pastor. Last count I had, there was supposed to be 65 different genders, notwithstanding the fact God created only two, but now we're to believe. And by the way, if you believe that, you need to go find a psychiatrist to give you a good checkup and find out where you've lost your mind. Anybody that believes that it's gender fluid, that you can be whatever you want to be. In fact, just recently I read that they're starting with the something with the INS, with the passports, that they'll put on the passport where you can just check no gender. That you're not identified as a male or a female. We're rotting from the inside as a nation. We need to be very, very careful with the direction we're going in. But Amen. It's starting in our schools, our school system. So let's understand it. Every immoral, every ungodly, every unholy, every demonic issue and subject can be taught in our public schools, but you can't tell our kids about Jesus. There's where we are falling, ladies and gentlemen. There's where the rot starts, is in our public school system, where the parents are not taking control. Now, listen, we're going to get to our first call in just a moment. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. There's some mama bears, as it's called, where mothers will stand before the school boards and chide and challenge and chap the hides of those that are teaching their kids immoral, ungodly, unholy things. Where are the papa bears, as one writer recently said? Where are the dads that will go to these school board meetings and challenge these nitwits, these dummies, these, if you want to use a biblical term, these fools that are trying to destroy our kids, and yet the parents are sitting in silence? I think it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, Amen. And remove school boards if they're going to do that. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you dig under the rocks, dig under the layer after layer of ambiguity in the Duval County school system, they're teaching the critical race theory, and it's under an ambiguous term of talking about quality, equality, and equity, and it's a lie. They're teaching the critical race theory right here in our city. If you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you've got a child in the public school system in Duval County, search it out and challenge Dr. Green with what she's allowing to be taught. I believe I have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'm listening very intently with today's broadcast, and I really believe the government would say you and Pastor Glenn are damaged. As a matter of fact, I think they would say both of y'all are a total loss.
Yep, that's right.
But there's only one answer to this.
Well, Tom, listen, let me jump in and say this. There are a lot of people might say that we're nuts, but we're screwed on the right boat.
With the right threads.
That's right.
Exactly. But there's only one answer can be. The queers only comprise about 1.5%. For Disney to get their hair on fire and the government to get their hair on fire on 1.5% of the population, they've got to be demonically controlled. God yes. has to have turned them over to a reprobate mind.
You're right.
You can talk about it and talk about it, but they have a reprobate mind. They don't have common sense. They're paddling up the rapids, and that's the only thing, Dr. Youngblood, that I can see. Is it's already happened. And as I said yesterday, the great falling away has already happened. I would say it's going full blast right now.
Absolutely. As I told one of my sons recently, it's as though the whole society is on board a jumbo 777, full throttle ahead with no pilot at the controls. That's where we are today.
Yes. Yes. I met a gentleman in Dunkin' Donuts and got me some coffee, and he looked to be about mid-50s, and I asked him a question about this gender dysphoria where I said, I went in another Dunkin' Donut, and the person behind the counter had a blonde wig on and fingernails painted green, women's clothes, but had a midnight shadow beard. And I said, sir, I said, it seems that you're pretending to be a woman. Am I supposed to pretend with you? And he got pretty upset. And the guy said, yeah, that's the norm now. I said, yeah, that's what our president. He said, our president is the greatest traitor to this nation we've ever had. And boy, I think he really summed it up, Dr. Youngblood.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I really do. And I thank you and Pastor Glenn for coming on and just telling the truth. Because a lot of people may listen to this mantra that's coming out of Washington and be persuaded. But yet both of y'all have truth. And I just thank you so much for it.
Well, thank you so much for your words of encouragement. They really are. And I'm thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to say what we say each and every day
on
this broadcast. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that we're watching the rotting from within of a society, of our nation, a deterioration of our nation, our society. I don't know how you feel about it, but ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that parents stand up, speak up, say something, stand and say no to the destruction of the minds and the hearts of our sons and our daughters and our boys and girls. I think it's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we boycott Disney. As one of our callers said yesterday, that he was asking his family members to tear up their season passes for Disney, to rip them apart, put them in the garbage can, cease and desist spending God's money at Disneyland in Orlando. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, our children are a heritage from the Lord. God charges us with the responsibility. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Let me put that to you now. From the Hebrew text, train up a child in the way, the bent, the leaning, the direction that he should go, not the way he wants to go, but the way that he should go. And when he shall have become old, he will not have departed from it. Ladies and gentlemen, God charges us as parents to train our sons and daughters in the fear and the admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
God charges us with the responsibility. Pastor Davis referred to it earlier in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verses 5 and following. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. God charges us as parents to train our sons and daughters in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to love the Lord God with all of our heart and all of our might. And that's what I'm challenging you to do. If you love your sons, if you love your daughters, if you love your grandkids, then boycott Disney and do it now. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. Do it now. Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of the state of Florida, I want to openly, publicly commend Ron DeSantis. When he does something wrong, we tell him. When he does something right, we commend him. And I commend Ron DeSantis for his signing into law the Senate Bill 1557. This is the new law now, and it makes it illegal for any school, any teacher in any school in the state of Florida to teach the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. But there are detractors out there, ladies and gentlemen. The detractors are part of the woke culture. And they call the bill, the law, Don't Say Gay. That doesn't say that in that bill at all. Has nothing to do with that. And right after the top of the hour news, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cover this in a little more depth. And we want to hear from you. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment. Matt's on the phone. We'll talk with him just after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.